Okay, does anybody have a testimony? Something that their heart was touched or it meant something? Come on, one testimony at least. Build each other up. Even if you've already given one. Anybody have a testimony? You do? Thank you, Mary.
I guess the Lord just have honed Sonya into me. She handed me my words, and on here she has pregnant. And my husband wants two babies. And we're believing. Amen. I haven't had a chance to read all of them yet. He's wonderful. Oh, she's another one. I'm squinting. I don't have my glasses on here. Sensory activated. I believe that came from Elaine. And my husband and I, we've been married under 2 years. We took a step of faith. Within a week, we were married. We met, we talked, we believe it was God, and we got married. So it's all a faith walk for us. Yes. And all the words that came forth on Saturday night when we were here were so on point. I mean, exactly on when we came in, before we left home, when I was dressing, and I was talking real fast. I was dressing, and the Lord said, this is his breakthrough. And we came in. We came in the parking lot. It was early, so we didn't find the place, and so we left, and my heart just sank. And I thought, oh, I thought I heard God. But we didn't find the place. So I was a little discouraged. And then finally I got from under the wheel of the car and said, you drive. So we went for a malt, and we came back. And he found the place. And I thought, I did hear God. And when everyone God just gave them the words for him. And about the angels warring, it hadn't been easy, because two becoming one, when you don't know that other person, it has been trying. But we refuse to do anything, to leave or separate or do any of those things, but just being putting it out there, because we know God put us together. And we know that what he's birthing in us, he is a prophet. He has apostolic on his life. He is called to the nations. I mean, everything that was said, and I was just looking at him because I said, mm-hmm. And he said, yeah, you know, it's just when we hear it from someone else. And I didn't have a problem with that, because it was so much of a blessing for me to celebrate that he had finally confirmed with him through others that didn't know him. And that was just the highlight of it all. So I'm the mother of his dream, the nurturer of his hope.
Thank you so much, Mary. Isn't that sweet? And remember your homework. I gave you homework tonight. I want at least two testimonies next week, okay?
Awesome. Yeah, it was awesome. And the prophecy for Eddie was that he was going to write books. And he said he had sat down to his computer and God had downloaded a book. I mean, it was so accurate that it had already started happening. Wow. It was pretty amazing. And so Saturday night was unbelievable. The anointing was so thick. The spirit of prophecy was in the room. So I am going to take up an offering, and because we have to write a check for the facility tonight. And I think I'm going to, God keeps promising, and that was one of the prophecies Saturday night, that our building was going to come soon. He's shown me the building, and it's just going to be a supernatural thing. So I think I'm going to create a building fund. And so you can gift to the building fund if you want. Just write building on there. And we'll separate that money, and we're going to start putting money aside for the building that we're going to get, because it's just right in front of us. It's just right around the corner. Because we have all these things he's asking us to do, and we don't have enough room in this facility to do these additional classes that he's asking us to do. We even have the ministers who are ready to do it, and we don't have the facility that's large enough to do it. So he's going to provide. So if you want to, you can use this envelope. We now accept American Express, so you can write American Express on there if you want. I just haven't reprinted my envelopes because I don't want to throw away all those envelopes that I've already printed. Now, if you really want to be a partner, you can sign up to be a partner with the ministry. And, you know, anytime you partner with a ministry, you start walking under the mantles. And the mantle, if you can see, in this ministry is the supernatural, the prophetic, healing, all of these different things that God has put in this ministry. So you personally will start walking in under those anointings too. We gave you a sheet that has a list of things. One of the things coming up next Saturday night, we're going to do an evangelistic training at 5 o'clock. From 5 to 6, Kathy is going to teach us a class on evangelism, because we're going to start going out on the street, not just to the mall, but I mean public places, hospital waiting rooms, bus stops, and we're going to start winning the lost. And it's going to be easy. It's going to be easy. You think you'll have a script. You can even read it word by word. It won't be hard. And you can do it anywhere you go. Anywhere you go. So, and I'm believing that Houston is going to be saved. Houston is going to be saved, because we want to turn it completely around. Now, there was one other card that I don't have a copy of, which is a prayer request card. This is how we've started taking requests, and we're getting a large number of them. And we take them, and we email them out to the 21 people that we've ordained, and plus our 5 leadership team, for them to pray over. So just write down your prayer requests. If you don't get it in the offering, you can drop it on the table as you leave. So be sure and do that. So I need someone to help pass the bucket. And while we're passing the bucket, I'm going to tell you about at least one of my visitations into heaven. My being caught up in the spirit. So I'll tell you about that while we're doing that. I was in a small group meeting, and we were worshiping, just sitting around. There was about 8 or 10 of us just worshiping, playing worship music. All of a sudden, I see my spirit being caught up, and it's like it was being pulled up out of my body, and I saw it land in heaven, and I actually saw that. I saw that landing in heaven. And all of a sudden, I'm walking down the street with Jesus. We're walking down the street of gold, and we go walk under. You can probably see it in my mind as I picture it, because they say you can do that. Walking down the street, and we walk over, and we sit down under a tree, and it's a very large tree. And we sit down together. He sits down with his legs crossed like this, and I'm sitting beside him. And he has a tablet of paper in his lap, and he's got a pen. And he's drawing this map. He's drawing this on this piece of paper. He takes that top sheet, pulls it off, and hands it to me. I lay it on my chest. It disappears inside my body. Immediately, I knew that was the map of my life. That was the stuff that he had ordained for me to do before I was born. And it had disappeared in my body. Instantly, I was back in the room where we were. And so I've had a couple of those things where I've just been caught up. I saw my spirit kind of leave my body and land in heaven. And I've heard other people describe a similar type of event. So
I believe that the people who become attached to this ministry and who walk into this ministry, become ordained by this ministry, start to walk in all of these supernatural things. All these supernatural events will start coming because this is the mantle of this particular ministry. So let's pray over the. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for these people who have given to your ministry, Lord, and who are being touched by your ministry. Just bless them, bless their families, their jobs, their homes. We speak supernatural blessings. Lord, we just speak that your money will be multiplied and that it will go to what you want done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Here, I'll take that.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Let me get ready, okay? Oh, thank you. It's so nice to see each and every one of you for this fourth week. I'm excited. Are you excited? Good. Have you been practicing about your dreams? Yes. Are you really serious? Yes. I'm so happy. Can I hear a testimony? Have you received anything? Come on, Sharon.
I didn't get the dream, but just before we got in the car to get here, a girlfriend called me with two dreams, and the Lord gave me the interpretation immediately.
Praise the Lord. He's amazing. Anybody else? Anybody else has a testimony about what God is doing through dreams? Let me see. Judy.
I should have emailed this to you, but after my second class here, and I think what I came home and I went to sleep and I saw something about anybody who gets up there and teach. I had a dream where I saw people going up there one by one. I think the first one was Anne, and they were covered with a heavy, heavy fur coats and went all the way down to the ankles. And then later on I saw other people getting up and talking, and some had shorter fur coats than others, but they were all covered with fur. And I believe that it had a lot to do with a lot of compassion in this ministry, because the fur was dark brown. Brown with red highlights in it. But at the same time, I also believe that there's a very thick anointing, so there's a heavy covering. And the third thing that I thought when I woke up is that if the enemy tried to hit these people, the coats were so thick, he'd have trouble getting in. So I want to congratulate the intercessory prayer people because they're doing a good job.
Amen. Amen to that. Wow. This is a wonderful start. Right? Anybody can tell me what we learned last week? Come on, can you tell me? Something briefly. Do you remember? Most of the dreams are?
About ourselves, yeah. But I remember you said, showing all those different little things you brought, that they can mean different things to different people.
Exactly. That's very good. Very good. Anybody else? Remember when a dream is for somebody else, what happens in the dream? We are watching, right? It's like a movie. You're just watching. Mm-hmm. So that tells you that the dream is for somebody else. And I want to make sure that if you don't understand something, you can raise your hand and say, Elsa, I need the answer, okay? And I will try to make the time to give you the answer. Okay, and if not, then we can wait until the end of the teaching, and I can answer any of your questions, okay? But feel free, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Remember that, okay? What else did we learn? What about Lucy?
Here. Most important thing is to always ask Holy Spirit, because he has the exact answer.
Exactly. That's key. That's the number one thing that we should always do. Ask Holy Spirit. What about the steps? Do you remember some of the steps? Come on, Judy.
Okay, symbols of my own life. Ask God for understanding. Symbols will come from the dreamer's life and get a confirmation.
Very good. Anybody else? I think that's pretty much it, right? A summary of what we learned. So tonight, we're going to learn more. Thank God for that. Why God uses symbols. Do you know why? Any ideas? To help us, right? To see God perspective, basically, okay? And he shows us through the dreams how he thinks about something or about you. Mm-hmm. Another one, the striking features of symbols help you to interpret better, mm-hmm, and to get more revelation as well. Another one, the hidden meaning of the symbol allows God to clarify things in different stages, okay? He may not give you something immediately, but he may reveal more and more as you see him, right? And remember that sometimes dreams have different applications. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. So that will help you too. The next one, and this is very important, humility. Humility, it's like a great key that opens the windows of heaven. And also to get more dream interpretation and insight. Why? Because you will give the glory to the one who deserves all the glory, Jesus Christ. Because sometimes we are so prompt to get credit for everything that we do. And we forget that the one who deserves all the glory, it is only him. We are just vessels that he uses, right? To bring his divine ordained purposes through dreams and visions. We're just vessels. And we just have to be diligent enough to see him for the interpretation, and he will reveal that to you, okay? And you can find that, I'm going to give you scriptures, 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 9. Now the next one, the Lord will relate to a person in symbolic ways that are meaningful to the dreamer. Dreams are a form of communication, as we have learned so far, and an intimate language between the dreamer and our Heavenly Father. The next one. They secure the message from the enemies. Isn't that amazing? When you dream something, the enemy doesn't know what you're dreaming about. So God is securing that, so that the enemy cannot hold that. Mm-hmm. The next one. They make you want to search out the meaning of the dream. That's true, right? Most of us, when we get a dream, we want to know the meaning of the dream, especially if it's a prophetic dream. Right, Karen? We want to know right away so we can walk in it. So we can start decreeing and doing what we need to do in the natural realm so that we can see the tangible manifestation of that which God wants to bring to this earth. Okay? Now the next one. The language of symbols is deep and powerful. At the same time, it's the most elementary language of men and therefore available to all ages. Little kids dream. Old ones, youth, anybody can dream. And if you take a look at little kids, what does the enemy do? Yes, nightmares, right? To scare them. So they don't want to dream anymore because they don't want to go to bed and dream. See? My son has a prophetic anointing. He's a Daniel too, like me. And you know, I keep telling him, you are a prophet. You are Daniel, and God is going to give you more insight because he gets so much insight in his dreams. But then again, sometimes he gets these kind of weird dreams. And I know it's the enemy because he knows his future. But then again, I tell him and I remind him of who he is in Christ and what he needs to believe, whether he will believe the lie of the enemy or he will believe God. And he's only 6 years old, but he's, you know, he's growing and learning. And before we, you know, I take him to bed, we pray about it. We ask God to, you know, to protect his dreams. And he's been doing wonderful things about that. I'm just sharing this because I want to encourage you. Mm-hmm. Because he will talk to you like little kids. He tells us in his word that the children come to me. How we can enter the kingdom of God? As little children, right? So we have to do the same thing. Okay, the next one. The human mind understands and reads in pictures. Can you believe that? Mm-hmm. The human mind understands and reads in pictures. We all see images in our mind, don't we? All the time. So God knows that he can speak to us through images in our mind, especially when we are sleeping. Why? Because we are resting. We are not worrying about anything. We are not busy doing the things that we do normally. Many times we are so busy that we don't take the time to slow down and to hear God. So he needs to give us dreams in the night season, love letters from the Father to each and every one of us, so that he can take our attention and say, I love you. I want a great destiny. I have a great destiny for you. I want something wonderful. I want to change your heart. I want to give you insight. I want to encourage you. Many things that he uses through dreams and visions, okay? Now, I'm going to give you more examples about dreams in the Bible. We have learned about some of them, right? Do you remember? Any two? Can you give me two of them? Joseph. And who else? Joseph. That's a good one, yeah. But another one that I gave you in the past weeks, do you remember? Daniel, very good. Who else? Pharaoh, yes, exactly, very good. So I'm going to give you a few more, okay? You say one of them. Mm-hmm. Jacob, do you remember Jacob? Had a dream as he lay on the ground with a stone for a pillow in which he saw a ladder ascending up to heaven with angels going up and down. That's in Genesis 28, so you can go there and read it when you have some free time, okay? Now, we have learned about Joseph, that he dreamed he will someday rule over all his brothers and even his father. Remember that? That's in Genesis 37. Later in chapter 41, Joseph correctly interprets the Pharaoh's dream. That's what you said, right? Now, the next one. Daniel understood the interpretation of dreams and was able to escape death by explaining the dream to the king. Remember that? And that's in Daniel 2. Mm-hmm. Now in the New Testament, Joseph was told to accept Mary as his wife because the child she was having was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And that is found in Matthew 1. Now the wise men from the east were divinely receive a warning, remember, to take a different route, that they should not go back to the king Herod. Why? Because he wanted to kill baby Jesus. And you can find that in Matthew 2. And this is another one. Pilate's wife sent word to her husband not to have anything to do with Jesus, because she suffered many things today in a dream because of him, and that is found in Matthew 27:19. Now the next one. We're going to go over understanding your personal dream symbols. Okay? So we have learned that we need to have what to record our dreams? Pen and paper. And what else? Where are you going to write them down? A journal. Remember? A journal. So you can keep track of your dreams. Mm-hmm. So try to do that. The journal will contain symbols and their specific meaning for their life. A symbol will mean something different for each and every one of us. We have learned that, right, so far. Even though there's something generic for everybody, I want you to start with your own dream symbols. Remember that I have shown you different items, and I have more, okay? As we go over this lesson, you know, I'm going to show more of them, okay? So a symbol will mean something different for each and every one of us. And number one, we should do this, okay? Refer to scripture. Remember that it's very important. That's why I'm giving you other scriptures for you to go there and read about these other dreams, okay? You know, the Bible is full of allegories and parables and many stories about dreams and visions. So that's why I want you to read about them, okay? Remember that seed means what? The seed? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The word of God, right? What else? I don't have a seed with me, but what else? Multiplies. What else? Harvest. Very good. Anybody else? Mm-hmm. What else? What about the bread? Remember the bread? The bread of life. Who's the bread of life? Jesus Christ. Very good. What about a candlestick? Anybody? Light. It represents the role of the shepherd, the pastor. Mm-hmm. Now, expressions or phrases you hear every day and fill your memory. Remember, God is going to use those expressions as well. Mm-hmm. Even expressions that other people use, but that, you know, that you can remember of, he will use in your dreams as well. Mm-hmm. You also need to develop a dream vocabulary. This will be about your personal life. The object or symbol may not mean the same to you as it will mean to somebody else, okay? Family traits. Mm-hmm. Create a journal about those things too. Nicknames. Many people have a nickname. And it means something to them. I don't have one. And I personally don't call anybody by that. But then again, there's many people out there that use different nicknames, okay? So for somebody, it may mean a lot of things. So if you are one of those people that like to be called by that nickname, then use it, okay? Because God is going to use it, and he's going to try to speak to you through that too. Mm-hmm. Another thing that you can do is ask yourself, what does the symbol mean to me or to you? Ask yourself. When you see different symbols in your dream, ask yourself, what is this meaning of this symbol in my own life? So that way you can understand it better. You can understand it better, and you have a better idea about the dream. Interpretation, of course. Another one, you need to make notes on your feelings and emotions in the dream. This is very important too. If you were happy, most likely it is a good dream. But if you were fearful, it may be a warning dream, right? So pay attention to the emotions that you have while you're dreaming and make note of them, okay? Okay, the next one. Try to get counsel from gifted people who can interpret dreams, because many times we can go to the wrong people to get the wrong interpretation. Mm-hmm. Even with our friends. They may love you a lot, but if they're not good at them, they're not going to give you good advice. So try to go to the right source. And if you don't have anybody, ask Holy Spirit. Ask Holy Spirit. He is so nice and tender and loving and kind and patient that he will show you. Okay? Now the next one. Now we're going to understand symbols. Understanding symbols can be the most confusing part of dream or vision interpretation. But listen to Holy Spirit, because he will bring clarity into your mind. And your spirit man will leap and say, yes, that's interpretation. Mm-hmm. Just remember that. If you get that, yes, that's it. That means that's the right meaning. If you're not so sure and you're like, take it to the Lord and ask him. Clarify this. Let me know if this is a real interpretation. Okay? So listen to Holy Spirit. Look up symbols in dictionaries. Look up the meaning of names in books or on the internet. Understand that all symbols can either be positive or negative based. And this depends on the context of the dreams or the visions. Okay? Now we're going to go through symbols. The first one, colors. So we're going to do some colors tonight. Okay? And you will be able to participate and tell me what a color means to you. And I'm going to give you the generic, okay? Is that a deal?
Yeah.
Okay. What about orange?
Fire.
Fire, okay. What about joy? Counsel, okay. Anybody else? Yes, Nikki. A dreamsicle. Okay. Ice cream, that's a good one. Well, it means in dream symbols, perseverance. Mm-hmm. But then again, remember, there's that negative connotation as well. And it means stubbornness. So just be careful. Let's go to another one. Purple. Who loves this color, the purple color? I do too. And does too. Many of us, right? Look at you. Many of you are wearing purple. My goodness. And I'm not wearing it, and I love it. It means what? Royal. See, everybody. One. Good, 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 good. And it means that in dream life too. Okay? Very good. The negative, let me see here the negative. I cannot even see very good. Let me see. Lack of authority. Mm-hmm. Yes. Now the yellow one. Glory to somebody. Yes, joy. Wisdom. Somebody else? Friendship. Okay. What about somebody else? What about you, Karen?
Sunshine.
Well, it means hope. But on the negative side, it means fear and the mind. And that could be good and bad, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.